There's nothing more rewarding than helping someone else move forward. You can't give God something that He won't give you more back in return. You give your faith, God will give you more faith. You give your time to help others, God will give you more time. You give your encouragement, and God will keep you encouraged. I saw a lady that was fighting cancer. She and her husband are very good people. For years, she's been the one helping others, always had a smile, an encouraging word. The last few months, she'd been in the hospital, very sick from the treatment. Her hair was gone. She was very thin. She told how she always quoted scripture, prayed and believed, but she got to where she was so weak, she couldn't do it. She felt badly about it, like she didn't have enough faith. She was very honest. She said, God, if I have to quote these scriptures and pray for my healing, then I'm not going to make it. I don't have the strength. She was looking out the window. There was this big, white, puffy cloud. She heard God speak to her, not out loud, but down in her spirit. He said, you don't have to pray. That cloud you're looking at, it's full of all the prayers from your friends and family that have gone up for you. When she heard that, she felt a release, like she could relax. She knew she had friends that were fighting for her. And sometimes you need borrowed faith. When you're too discouraged, too tired, been through too much, that's okay. God will have friends with faith that are there for you. Someone to call you to let you know that they're praying. Someone to come visit you with an encouraging word. Someone to go to God on your behalf. Their prayers will touch heaven for you. I don't know if you need a friend today. You feel like you don't have faith for yourself, or God has you hearing this to remind you to be a friend with faith, to not just have faith for yourself, but let someone borrow your faith. Reach out to that coworker that's discouraged. Go visit that neighbor that went through a loss. Maybe it's a relative. They've given up on their dreams. They've seen doors close. Now they don't believe anymore. God is counting on you to be a friend with faith. Step in and believe for them while they can't believe. Speak victory into their life. Remind them that God is still on the throne, that what He started, He's going to finish. You can be the one that pushes them past the discouragement, that lifts them back on their feet, that causes the Creator of the universe to shine down favor, healing, and victory. Will you let someone borrow your faith? Will you stand in the gap while they're off course, not making good decisions? It's easy to criticize, find fault. Why are they doing that? They should know better. If not for the grace of God, that could be us. They don't need your judgment, they need your faith. Try a different approach. Pray for them. Ask God to show them mercy, to get them back on course, to help them fulfill their purpose. God has blessed you with faith, not just for you, but it's to share. Be a friend with faith, not a friend with criticism, a friend with judgment, a friend with jealousy. There's enough of that in the world. Be a lifter. Be an encourager. Let them borrow your faith while they don't have any faith. Tell them that you're praying for them, that you love them, that you believe in them. Your faith can be what lights the passion. Your faith can be what breaks that addiction. Your faith can be what God uses to propel them into their destiny. Thanks so much for watching today. If you want to see the full message, click the link in the description or go to joelosteen.com. We are praying for you and your family. It's going to be an awesome year. You wouldn't be alive unless God had something amazing up in front of you.
Stay in faith. We know God's got something amazing in store for you and your family. We'll see you next time.